It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency, Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes a shot, scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The big week before the big series. It's Michigan Tech at Minnesota State Friday and Saturday night at the Verizon Wireless Center. First place and second place battling each other after a weekend off for each team. Coach Pearson is in our studio after a weekend off, and as usual, he does nothing but watch hockey, but that's what happened over the weekend. Coach, how are you?
Good morning, Dirk. Fabulous, thank you. What a beautiful day. I know it's a little chilly out there, so stay warm, but bright sunshine, you got to like it.
Yes, the week off. How about the week of practice leading to the week off? What was it like, Coach?
Yeah, we gave our team, we mentioned last week that we'd give our team some days off, which we did. So we didn't practice until Wednesday, and Wednesday was a light day last week, and then we got into it on Thursday, Friday. Then we gave them Saturday off. So just to mix things up a little bit and to separate the week. You know, we practiced so much, and it's been such a long year. Like I said, our first practice date was September 15th, yeah. If you can believe that. That was the first day we went on the ice with the players, so with the team. So we've had a lot of practice since then. So this time of year, you have to be real careful. You have to keep things fresh. You have to keep them mentally excited to come to the rink. So so we split the week up. So we gave them Saturday off, and then we did practice yesterday. So we'll practice Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, possibly give them Wednesday off just to change things up. We want them fresh for Friday. It's all about the games now. So we have to be ready. We have to have that energy. We have to have that excitement, which I'm sure we will come Friday.
I watched a little bit of Wednesday's practice, and it seemed like more almost like more scrimmage-like situations a little bit,
yeah. You know, we didn't want to do a whole lot, but we wanted to just get back on the ice because it's a tough trip to Alaska. And, you know, even on Wednesday, Thursday, guys were still feeling it. You know, their legs were a little heavy and just the time change. You know, you just get out there and you just get into the Alaska time zone, you know, on their time, and all of a sudden, bang, you're coming right back. So it's always tougher, I think, to come this way, to come east and whatnot. So guys were having trouble getting to bed and getting proper rest and sleep and whatnot. And to me, it's all about recovery this time of year. But Wednesday, they had a good skate. I was not here Wednesday. I was out of town doing some recruiting. So, but I did get back because we had a recruit come in Thursday. So it's never boring, Dirk. You know,
no.
You think you have a what you call an off weekend or off week. There's always something going on. But the guys had a good skate on Wednesday and lots of puck touches, a lot of skating. So it was good to get all that Alaska out of their system.
Coach, you, Joe Sean, and Billy McCall, do you ask the players how they're feeling? Or are you able to notice, for instance, like you say, the guys still were fighting a little bit in practice?
Yeah, combination. I definitely ask guys, how are your legs feeling today? You know, how's your head feel? You know, are you getting rest? You know, and you get different answers. You know, some guys feel great, and other guys, you know, are feeling sluggish. So you take that into consideration. And everybody plays a different, you know, we have 30 guys on a roster. So everybody has a different amount of ice time they get during the games. And some guys have traveled, some guys haven't. Some guys are coming back from injury, so they need more work. Other guys need rest. So one practice does not fit all this time of year. You have to be real careful as far as giving some guys some time off. And then other guys, you got to make sure they're staying in shape. You know, they can they can fall behind. So, for example, C.J. Ike, you know, we've been on him pretty good and skating him pretty good. And Alex Gillies, because they've been out with injury for a while now. And boy, you know, you really notice their speed. You know, those are probably two of the faster guys on our team. So even last week when we got on the ice with them, you really notice their speed. You know, they've got that extra step on guys, and they're getting there. You know, I would say both of them would be probable for the weekend, whether they play or not, I'm not sure. But we're getting healthy. We're almost there.
All right, well, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your thoughts on some of the games that went on this weekend. I know you had a chance to watch some of the games, obviously saw the scores. And before we get to the WCHA, how about non-conference or out-of-our-conference games that were highlighted by you over the weekend?
Yeah, well, I pay attention. I'm on the NCAA selection committee for ice hockey, so I pay attention. Not that that I can do a lot, because it's pretty well, computerized system now, just how teams do. But still, you like to watch and see how things are. And also then just for rankings, I'm on one of the polling committees that, produce the polls. So I have to pay attention. Well, I like to pay attention anyway, and make sure when I put in my votes that, they're based on what's happened and who's playing well. But a little curious. Notre Dame beat Boston University twice. Yeah. I thought that caught my eye a little bit, just watching that series. Then across the board, you saw a lot of, other than our league, you saw a lot of splits. So I watched St. Cloud, though. They swept Nebraska-Omaha, two hard-fought games. Watched a little Denver. CC and Denver swept both games. But then, I had some splits, with Western Michigan. Well, I guess North Dakota, they swept too. So there were more than I thought. But I did see some of that game. Watched Miami and Duluth, and that was a split. Watched Michigan a little bit yesterday, and they bounced back to beat Ohio State. So I like watching hockey. I didn't see as many games in our league, but it was interesting, though. Real surprised by Northern Michigan going down and sweeping Bowling Green. Not that Northern, I'm surprised that they, won two games, but just more Bowling Green, at home. Yeah. They got a lot on the line, as does Northern. So you can tell everybody's playing so hard right now. But, Northern's without Dahlstrom, and I give them a lot of credit. Dominic Schein's not playing, one of, if not their best forward. So they've got some injuries there, and they go down and win two games. So it just goes to show you, it doesn't matter who you have in the lineup or what's going on. These teams are well coached, and they find a way to win, and they got some depth. So, little surprise. So, that helped us, I guess, a little bit, because Bowling Green really can't catch us. We're locked into second place at worst. So, there's only one way we can go, Dirk, in our league, and we know where that is. So,
well, going back to the Northern, I agree. I just don't know what you're going to get from the Wildcats, it seems like. From our league in general, but they, those are two huge wins to, then of course Bemidji State comes and wins both of their games.
Well, sure.
They had to win those games.
They are. They're both locked into fourth place right now, and only one of them is going to get home ice. So, similar to last year, we went right down to the last game, battling for home ice. And I think it's going to be that way this year. Obviously, we have Northern. After this weekend series. So that series is going to be huge. For a lot of reasons. For us, obviously, we're trying to, get to first place. For them, they're trying to get to home ice. We're playing to try and get in the NCAA tournament, and they're trying to play to better their position in that, in the ranking. So there's a lot of things going on. This is the exciting time of year. These are the games you want to see. You want to participate in games like this, especially us this weekend. You couldn't ask for anything more. We've come a long way. This program's come a long way. And I was talking to our players. It's been a long time since a game has been this important, this late in the season, for a lot of reasons. So having said that, we're trying to deflect the pressure. And, these 2 points on Friday night are just as important as the 2 points we got at the start of the year at Lake Superior State. So in that sense, it's just another game. And that's how we're going to try and approach it, even though it has big implications to us. It's just another game. We have to prepare the same way and be ready to play the same way. And we've been good on the road, and they've been good at home. There's a lot of intrigue to this series, and there's a lot of different ways you can slant this series, but it's going to be fun.
People still calling Coach, asking about tickets down at the Verizon Wireless Center. I know we don't have any to give or to purchase from. They still have to go to Ticketmaster, as far as you know?
Well, yeah. Excuse me. That's where Minnesota State has their tickets on Ticketmaster. You can call our ticket office. I know they have so many tickets that we have on consignment, I believe, that we can set aside. I don't know if our people can here help you, or they'll just send you right to Ticketmaster. But I know we get 50 comps as a team. That's the league rule. So each team, when you go on the road, you get 50 tickets for your the visiting team. So our players, they can use them for their families and friends and whatnot. So we go through those pretty quick. And then usually we have another 50 tickets, on hold that we can purchase. And I believe our ticket office did that. Now, whether they have them any left or whatnot, but they can give them a call and find out. But I know last I heard they were, you know, below 100 tickets for each night. So, and I'm sure, I don't even know if they have any. So, it's going to be one heck of a series, and, you know, we're looking forward to it. And that's what you want. And having said that, there's still tickets for our game against Northern Michigan the following week. And that's a series I really want to promote. That'll be senior night, obviously. And, you know, what better way to you know, send out your seniors by playing Northern Michigan, you know, so Tanner Carroll.